two good and three have a neighbor. During the same time, we just learned wonderful. You can learn I, you know, reach your guardian. The longer love, the sweeter it is.
성경의 진자의 용의 무게.
And God's love will forever never change.
무슨 오늘 방식이 무엇을?
No matter our circumstances.
但是 神对我们的爱, 永不改变。
God's love towards us will never change.
感谢主，让我也是就是说，就接着上一次的分享。
Thank God that I'll continue from my last message.
所以继续就是在主的怜悯恩典。
So within God's mercy and love.
接着这条线，但是我今天要加上主的慈悲。
And today I'll also add a mercy of God.
但是呢，今天呢，我并不先深入到这个里面。
However, we will not go through the immediately.
那我往后呢，看神的带领，还有信息，继续走着这条，follow这，就是跟着这条线，继续分享。
Later, in God will, I will try to share these messages with you.
好，让我们还是做一个简单的祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a short word of prayer.
主，我们真的要感谢赞美你。你因着你的爱，我们把我们再一次聚在一起。Because
of your love, you have gathered us all together.
主，真的是你在十字架上所做的工作。Lord,
the work that you have done upon the cross.
就是我们的福音，就是我们的救恩。Is
our gospel, our salvation.
你因着这样的救恩，把这世界分别出来。Because
of such salvation, we are separated from the world.
主，真的感谢你拣选了我们。Lord,
we thank you that you have chosen us.
主，今天我们来到你的面前，在寻求你的面，寻求你的光。Lord,
when we come before you today, we will seek after your face and your light.
主，求你照着你自己的应许，祝福你自己的话语。Lord,
by your promises, may you bless your word.
求主恩膏你的人心。May
you anoint the heart of each.
那就在这段时间呢，让我们的主得荣耀。靠耶稣基督的名求。靠耶稣基督的名求。我们如果回想一下出埃及记的故事，在这段过程中间呢，神对以色列人施行了非常多的神迹奇事。
During this timeline, God has performed many miracles to the Israelites.
他们要过红海的时候，神把红海分开了。
When they are trying to go across the Red Sea, God has separated the waves.
他们需要有水的时候，摩西举盘子就有水。
When they lack of water to drink, Moses just struck the stones and there was water.
他们以为是这个水呢非常的苦，无法吃，那摩西就把一个木头放到水里，这水就变成甘甜，可以饮用。
Once the water was tasting bitter, and Moses put a piece of wood inside, and the water turned to sweet.
他们需要肉食的时候，神就给了他们很多的鹌鹑，只是在他们吃得饱的时候不想吃。
And when they need to eat, God has sent ways of crows for them to eat.
但是呢，我们也看见这些以色列人呢，一直都蛮有抱怨。
But yet we see there are still arguments proclaims from these Israelites.
当他们有一个需要的时候，他们就抱怨。
When they have something that they need, they will bawl out and ask God for it.
给他们的恩典解决了这个问题的那一瞬间，他们很高兴。
The instant that God has solved their problem, they're very happy.
但是过了之后呢，他们好像就忘掉。
But yet afterwards, they forget about it.
然后下一次有苦难来临的时候，他们忘记了上一次神的作为，他们就继续的抱怨。
So upon the next trouble, they forgot about the grace of God, and they keep on falling.
这个问题的症结在哪里呢？
So what is the theme of the problem here?
他们的眼睛呢是注意在这些神奇的作为。
Their eyes are fixed upon the miracles that have been performed.
他们没有看见做这些事情的神。
But yet they did not see that it is God who had performed these things.
但是呢，摩西不懂。
However, Moses was different.
所以在诗篇一百就是诗篇一百零三篇第七节，这里说摩西呢看见了神的法则，而以色列人呢只看见神的作为。
Just like in Psalm 103, verse 7 says, Moses has saw the law of God, yet the Israelites only saw the doings of God.
那这是很大的一个差别。
There's a great difference in there.
因为这个样子呢，所以摩西呢，他愿意去寻求神的面。
Because of this, Moses was willing to seek after God.
所以我们先看到这个差别，好像是一个横向的差别。
So we can see a horizontal differences here.
以色列的民一直都是看见这些事情，但是摩西呢，却是要去寻求神的面。
The Israelites only saw the work that's been done by God. However, Moses, he will seek after God himself.
当摩西要寻求神面的时候，他告诉神，求你把你的荣耀显给我看。
When Moses seeks after God, he asks God to show him his glory.
那这个时候摩西却告诉他什么呢？
What happened, what did Moses tell him?
他说我是怜悯，我是有恩典，而更重要的，我是有慈悲。
Well, God has said, God said that I am a God of mercy, kindness, and abundance and all.
所以这里我们又看到一个差别。
So here we can see another difference.
但是这个差别是一个纵向的差别。
And here is a vertical form.
这个差别好像是摩西所看见的，跟神要他所看见的。这个中间，我们看到好像有这个差别在。
The difference is between what Moses wants to see and what God wants Moses to see.
所以我们在这里看到一个横向的差别跟一个纵向的差别。
So here we can see a vertical form and a horizontal form of differences.
那我们在属灵的这一面呢，如果说我们能够认识这个差别所在，我们在属灵上会有很大的看见，会有很大的这个属灵的生命会有很大的长进。
So our spiritual life will improve more if we can see these differences.
这样能够帮助我们就是更了解圣经。
So that we can understand the Bible more.
当我们能更了解圣经的时候，我们才能得到更多的恩典。
The more we understand the Bible, the more we understand the grace of God.
我想在使徒保罗他的教导里面，这是非常重要的一个实行的原则。
I believe this is one of the principles of Paul's teaching.
那保罗是非常强调知识，但是这个知识是两方面的知识。
And Paul especially emphasized on the point of knowledge.
第一个是知识，但是第二个知识，保罗所说的其实是恩典。
There's two points in when he talks about knowledge. The first thing is knowledge. The second thing is about the grace of God.
所以呢，我今天呢，就是重点呢放在这个差别上面，而且是这个横向的差。
So today I want to emphasize on the point of this vertical difference.
当然，在属灵上，我们能认定这些差别呢，对我们会有帮助。在属世界的事情上，如果我们能够认识这些差别，对我们处世界的事情也是非常有帮助。
Of course, spiritually, if we understand the differences, it will improve our lives. However, from a worldly point of view, if we understand the differences, it will also improve.
我们从某一个角度看的话，其实我们在世界上的事情，我们世界上的生活，其实我们就是在这个差异之间生活。
If you look at a worldly point of view, truly we are living in such differences.
非常简单，我们知道这个今天很重要的就是这个企业，美国的商业，世界的商业。
One thing, when you look at America's economy or the world's economy,
这似乎呢是这个推动世界的一个动力。
Perhaps.Is an onward force that pushes the rest of the world.
那这个动力根本完完全全的就是在这个差别上面。
And this kind of force truly bases upon the difference.
我很简单的说明就是，我们知道做这个企业的时候就是一个买卖，这个真正的这个利润就是在买跟卖中间的差别。
Of course, when we talk about this course, we're talking about business. And business will be broken down into buying and selling, and your revenues will be earned by those.
那我们在日常生活上，我们跟人相处、跟同事相处、在家庭里面、夫妻、子女之间的相处，甚至在教会、圣徒之间彼此的相处。
And of course, in our daily life, we also talk about the relationship between our families.Co-workers and so on.
那这些中间也是都有一个差别。
And between these relationships, there are also a difference.
如果能够认清这个差别
，you can identify these differences.
那对于我们在处事上，真是会有很大的帮助。
Then what we do in our worldly life will be such a help.
那在我们处世界上呢，也有一个纵向的差别。
And in our daily life, there's also a vertical difference.
那打个比方说，我们这个纵向的差别是我们自己跟我们自己。
For instance, the difference between ourselves.
那常常我们对一个事情，今天有今天的看法，过了一段时间有另外一套看法。
Perhaps today you have a view of something, and perhaps tomorrow you will have a different view.
我们知道在这个世界上最难对付的事情，最难对付的是什么呢？就是自己。
But we know that the most difficult thing to be dealt with is ourselves in this world.
如果我们能够在这个时间的这条线上发现我们自己这个前后的矛盾的话，我们对我们自己将来所要做的事情，我们会有很大的帮助。
And if we can truly find the mistakes.That we made in our life, and it will help us much, much greater.
当然，我们知道属世的事都是被属灵的事掌控。
Of course, we know that the things that we perform in the world is controlled by the things that we perform spiritually.
所以，今天我要从属灵的角度跟弟兄姊妹交通一下这个差别。
So today, through spiritual form, I will tell you the difference.
那借着我们对属灵的认识，我们相信对我们将来生活处事上都会有很大的帮助。
And of course, through our spiritual teachings, it will help us greatly throughout our life.
但是我的主题却是神的怜悯、恩惠跟慈爱。
My topic today is God is merciful, gracious, and compassionate.
换句话说，用这个主题来看这个差异。横向的差异跟纵向的差异。
In other words, I will use such topic to view the horizontal and the vertical differences.
今天的信息可能弟兄姊妹并不能明白为什么要用这个主题，但是当我下次的信息分享完之后的弟兄姊妹就能够明白为什么我要用这个主题来分享这个题目。
Perhaps today I will not understand why the reason that I will use such topic.For next week, my other message will explain these things.
那我们主要是想用马太福音十二章，如果弟兄姊妹的圣经请您翻到马太福音十二章，周报上有一部，但是没有印出来。我们如果能够翻到马太福音十二章，我就很简单，用38节到42节。
You turn to Matthew chapter 12.Matthew chapter 12 verse 38.
我想就用新约的这一段，我们来看一看这个横向的差异。
I want to use these passages here just to show you the horizontal difference.
那这里是讲到很有名的一个神迹，那就是约拿的神迹。
Here it talks about the sign of Jonah.
那我们在这几节里面呢，我们可以很简单把它分成两段。
Here, we can separate the verses into two groups.
如果弟兄姊妹，你看从38节到40节，这是一段，就是在讲它的主题是什么。
If you look from verse 38 to 40, that talks about the topic of the story. 那第二段呢，我们看到是从41节到42节，那它是一个说明，对这个主题的一个说明。
And 41 to 42 provides an explanation to the story.
那我们常常了解圣经一个很好的方法呢，就是看上下文。
There's a great advantage of the Bible that is to read it from top verse and you will relate it to the bottom.
所以我们如果通过这里看的圣经的话，还自己解释自己。
And so that we can see the Bible's words will explain its own words.
第二一个方法呢，就是我们常常有的时候我们串珠，我们也可以了解。所以我下面呢，我要用就用基本用这两个方法，我们来了解这段圣经。
So we will use the method of self-explanation to read the rest of the verses.
那在这里呢，我们也看到两个故事。
Here we see two stories.
那第一个故事就是说约拿的故事，第二个故事乃是说这个南方女王的故事。
First, we talk about the story of Jonah, and then talk about the queen of the south.
那我们今天呢，我们也就是说到这个纲要上的第三点，我们来看一看这个见证，来学习这个见证。
Let's learn about the testimony here.
那我们知道，在这个文士跟法利赛人问这个问题之前呢，耶稣基督已经行过了很多的神迹。
We know that before.The Pharisees and the teachers ask questions. Christ has already performed many miracles.
那这个时候呢，他们就再要问神的问题。那这一段呢，乃是神对他们的一个答复。
And here they try to ask another question to Christ, and this is where Christ replies.
那这一段呢，其实呢，这个原则也是要应用到我们的身上。
And of course, the principle of this the story here can also be put upon ourselves.
那在这里，我们第一，我们看见耶稣基督已经行了很多的神迹，但是这些法利赛人他们还不信，所以耶稣基督在这里就是拒绝再行一个神迹。
Here, one thing you can see that since Christ already performed many miracles.And these Pharisees and the teachers of the law will not believe him, and therefore Christ refused to perform another miracle.
那怎么样应用到我们的身上呢
？So how does this relate to us?
我们要知道，我们在历世历代以来，我们看到这么多的寻道人，神在各个圣徒身上的工作。
We know that throughout the generations, many seekers of Christ, of God, many of them.
那这些呢都是见证。
Many of them have given testimonies.
所以当我们看到这些的时候，我们的信心都要被坚强。
And when every time we see these testimonies, our faith should be strengthened.
因为其实呢，很多事情在我们生活经历上。很多时候，神已经把他自己显明给我们看了。
Because through many things in our daily lives, God had already declared Himself to us.
所以，当我们又在一个环境的时候呢，我们的态度不需要说是主啊，求你再显一次给我看。
So under some circumstances, we should not ask God why. We should not ask God to declare Himself once again to us.
而是我们要更进深的一层。
It is that we need to go deeper in another level.
换句话说，就是我们不要再在横的这一面再去追寻，我们要在纵的这一项，是我们的生命上，我们要有更深的长进。
In other words, we should not think within the vertical way instead of the horizontal way.
在我们过去的经历、过去的看到的见证里面，神已经把我们这个横向的差别。已经消除了，我们已经不在世界上，我们已经回到神的里面。
The miracles that, the testimonies that we saw in the past, God had already raised the horizontal differences. So now we need to see the vertical differences.
所以，当我们信徒再有生活上或是任何方面有难处的时候， 我们是要在纵向上要跟神的这个差别，我们要把它消除。
So now when difficulties, we should look after the vertical differences.
所以我们在这个时候就需更要需要追求，更需要祷告，更需要到神面前寻求，让我们的生命就是更有长进。
So therefore, we must pray constantly more, to ask God for guidance more, so that we can see this vertical differences.
而在第三十九节里面，耶稣的回答里面，他用了一个特别的字，就是淫乱。
And in verse 39, there's a word that Christ had used, that is adulterous.
而淫乱这个字呢，在旧约的时代呢，它也是在旧约的时代呢，就是说这个淫乱跟另外一个字叫做结婚，这两个是相对的。
In the Old Testament time, the word adulterous it has equal meaning towards the word marriage.
Opposite. No, it has the opposite meaning.
Marriage signifies the love of God.
那这个淫乱呢，乃是表示列邦对于神的这个不忠实跟不信。
And adulterous meaning that
nations and faithfulness.
Okay, the unfaithfulness of the
of the nations. Yeah. 那我们知道在生活上，我们有一个夫妻之间的关系，在夫妻之间的关系，在神眼中是悦纳的，就是爱神的。但是夫妻以外的关系就是淫乱的关系，所以这是很清楚的一个分别。
Of course, under God, then the relationship between the husband and wife is something to be accepted by God. However, any other relationship outside of marriage is something adulterous to God.
那在约拿的神经里面呢，特别耶稣基督讲到一点，就是三日三夜。
And within the sign of Jonah.In Christ, I talk about 3 days and 3 nights.
我想我们都知道，三日三夜乃是预表耶稣基督的死、埋葬跟复活。
Of course, these three days and three nights signify the Christ's death, resurrection, burying, and resurrection.
那这个就是福音，这就是神的救恩。
This is the testimony of God. This is the gospel. This is the salvation of God.
那当这个福音这个救恩来到地上的时候，当有人在这个地上传扬这个福音的时候
，And when gospel and grace came to earth, and we then start to preach the gospel,
就把这世界分成了两个族类
，And the world is separated into two groups.
一个就是信的人接受了，一个是不信的他拒绝。
One is the ones that believe and accept it. One are the ones that do not believe.
那下面还有一点呢，我们看到呢，耶稣基督在这里说，只有一个神迹。
And later on, you can see Christ has said that there's only one miracle.
只有这一个神迹，除了这一个神迹以外，再也没有其他的神迹。
Christ has said that there's only one miracle.After this miracle, there's nothing more.
这个意思是说，以后神迹只有一个神迹，就是约拿的神迹。
Right here, God said that this is the only miracle right here, which is the miracle of Jonah. After that, there's none.
那我们都已经知道约拿的神迹乃是表示耶稣基督的死跟复活。
You know that the miracle of Jonah signifies the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ.
那这个意思乃是说，今后的神迹必须要有耶稣基督死而复活的这个信息。
And that is to say that whatever the miracle that follows then should haveThe characteristic of Christ's death and resurrection.
那所以我们今天在我们的生活当中，我们有没有神迹？我们有看，也有看到神迹。
So, but today, as we see miracles, yes, we see miracles in our daily life.
打个比方说，我们从不信到信，这就是一个什么？
For instance, when you become a believer, that is one of miracles.
为什么呢？在我们从不信到信的这个过程中间，我们可以看到耶稣基督
是
埋葬和复活的这个信仰。
Because from a non-believer to a believer, we see the death, the resurrection of Christ. So this is a miracle.
那预言这个神迹怎么样应用到我们的身上？
So how is the miracle of Jonah be placed upon us?
但是这里我们看见有两点非常重要的意义。
Here we can see two things that is very important.
第一，我们看见这里说到一个审判。
One is it talks about judgment.
那这个审判的目的是什么呢？乃是为了悔改。
So what is the purpose of a judgment? It is for us to repent.
我们在这里看到尼尼微人悔改。所以我们学到的功课乃是我们在生活上很多的事情上，当我们冒犯人的时候，过去很多的事情上我们需要悔改。
Here we see the man of Nineveh being repent. So therefore in our daily life, when we do something wrong, we should repent.
那第二一个我们看见就是基督的复活。
Secondly, we see the resurrection of Christ.
那基督的复活乃是神的一个方法，神用这个方法来对付撒旦，战胜撒旦的一个方法。
The resurrection is only a method God had used to triumph over the devil.
我们知道撒旦是神造的，一个受造之物，如果神要把这受造之物毁灭，是非常容易的，举手之间就可以毁灭。
We know that Satan is created by God, therefore to destroy a created thing very easily.
但是神却是要用耶稣基督的复活来胜过这个撒旦，胜过罪恶，胜过死亡。
But yet God will use the resurrection of Christ to triumph over sin and death.
其实这是为什么呢？乃是为了显出神的智慧。
Why he has to go through this is to show the glory of God.
在这个故事里面，我们看见这个南方的女王，她到神的面前要。他到所罗门这里来是要见到神的智慧。
Here we see that the queen of the south came to Solomon to seek after his wisdom.
所以我们在日常生活当中，我们也要寻求神的智慧。
Therefore, within our daily life, we must also seek after the wisdom of God.
所以我再重复一遍，我们在日常生活当中，我们需要做两件事情。第一，我们是要到神面前悔改的神的面前。第二，我们需要就是寻求神的智慧。
So I repeat myself, there are two things in our daily life we must look after. One is to seek God's presence, to repent before Him, and second to seek His wisdom.
好，那我们现在呢非常简单，用第二个方法，就是串珠的方法，来看一下这两个故事。第一个就是。
Let's look. What happens if you play the two stories all together?
好，我们先翻到约书。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
约拿。
Yeah. Jonah.
Jonah. 约拿书。好，我们如果翻到第三章，其实约拿书这一段呢，都是在讲这一个故事。
Jonah, chapter 3.
那我们知道约拿是一个先知。
We know that Jonah is a prophet.
那个时候神呼召他要到尼尼微去传道。
And at that time, God had sent him to Nineveh to preach the gospel.
因为那时候尼尼微有很深的罪恶。
Because there were great sins at that place.
那神呢就要差遣约拿去传悔改的道。
And God had sent him over there to preach the word of repent.
那这里我们知道，就是很像施洗约翰，神差遣施洗约翰做耶稣基督的先锋，来到世界上传扬悔改的道。
So Jonah was like John the Baptist, who was sent before Christ. so that the world will not know him. 那但是呢，约拿呢，因为可能他是因为害怕这个，因为命令太邪恶，他不愿意去，所以他就拒绝。
Perhaps Jonah was scared at that time, mainly because the place that he had to go is too sinful, so he refused.
那因为这样呢，后来呢，神就安排环境，让约拿呢掉到这个大鱼的肚子里三天三夜。
So miraculously, God had made Jonah to be swallowed by a huge fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
当约拿在鱼的肚子里头的时候，他就悔改了。
Within the stomach of the fish, Jonah repented.
但是他的悔改呢，也是很特别的。
And yet his return was something very unique.
他祷告的词呢是记在第二章。他说：“弟兄姊妹呢，回去呢，好好看一下，因为有的时候我们日常生活的一些情形，我们看看这一段，我们思想我们要怎么祷告。那今天我不在这个上面的分享，希望弟兄姊妹自己回去能看一下。”
When he prayed, the words of his prayer is within chapter 2. But today I will not share that with you. And when you have time, when you go home, please look over it.
我想跟弟兄姊妹特别分享的呢，在第三章。
What I want to share with you, especially within chapter 3.
当约拿到尼尼微这个宣扬这个，就告诉他们神要毁灭你们了，你们要悔改。这个时候我们看见我们的第五节看见呢，尼尼微人信服神，便宣告了禁食，而且穿麻衣。
And when Jonah finds them and he says that God will destroy you because of your sins. And in verse 5, the Ninevites believe God and they declare a fast, and all of them from the greatest to the least put on the sackcloth.
我们知道穿麻衣是表示什么呢？是有人死。我们如果不吃饭的人，不吃饭的结局呢也会死。
We know that when somebody from the sackcloth were fed, which signifies that someone had died.
那这是表示什么呢？在旧约的时代，当一个人这样做的时候，特别是表示他这个悔改的心，表示他悔改的这个绝对。
But in the Old Testament, when someone performs these things, he is saying that how great these guys.To the degree of his repentance.
所以我想这也是我们今天悔改的一个态度。我们真是在神面前悔改的时候，就像这样，就是说我们宁可用死做代价，也要神原谅我们。
So today when we try to repent, we should be like this way, even though the price will be death.
那当这个尼尼微的王听到了这个消息的时候呢，他就你看他也是下令全国不能吃，都要穿麻衣。
So when the news reached the king, you can see here, he also covered himself with sackcloth and sat down in dust.
特别的是他自己也坐在灰中。我们知道这个灰表示什么呢？我们在人死了以后，如果你在火葬的时候都是灰，他坐在灰中就是表示他的绝对。
So here you can see that he sat down in the dust. We know that when man dies and is burned,all his blood is ashes and dust. Therefore, this sitting down in the dust signifies that he's absolute measure of being repent.
那我们在第八节的后面，我们看见他的命令，特别的命令是要离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。这是一个王对他的民的一个命令。
And then in verse 8, you see, let everyone call urgently to on God, let them give up their evil ways and their violences.
那第九节他说，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡。
Verse 9, who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not.
perish.
我想这是第一个故事，我从台湾弟兄姊妹回去能够读一读，在这一段故事里面看看我们在神面前我们有什么工作要学。
The first story, I hope when you go back, you can read over it again and see what kind of work I have provided for us to learn.
那第二个故事就是南方女王的故事，这个在列王记上第十章，请弟兄姊妹翻列王记上第十章。
Second story talk about the queen of the south. This is in 1 Kings, chapter 10.
那我们知道的这个南方的女王呢，就是示巴女王。
This queen of Saul is Queen Sheba.
那她呢，因为这个听到人家说呢所罗门王的智慧，所以呢，他就要来到所罗门的面前，他要怎么样？要考考所罗门，要试探所罗门的智慧。
So when she heard about the wisdom of King Solomon, she came over and she tried to attack him.
那在这个里面告诉我们呢，所罗门王呢，就是把他所有的问题都回答了。
And here, King Solomon had answered all her questions.
没有一句是不能回答的，没有一句没有说的明明白白。
None that he cannot answer, or none he cannot give a direct answer.
那因着这样呢，这个示巴女王就怎么样呢？归荣耀给神。
Because of this, the queen Sheba had given glory to God.
那在第六节到第九节呢？是这个示巴女王所说的一段话。
Verse 6 to 9 is a passage that was spoken by the queen.
那我想我这个做法，盼望弟兄姊妹，如果你有注意的话，我刚刚提到尼尼微的故事的时候，我是要特别引用这个尼尼微的王所说的话。那在这里呢，我是要特别要弟兄姊妹看见的，是这个示巴女王所说的话。那我用这两个呢？
So previously we saw that it is the king of Nimrod that has spoken. Now here we can see it is the queen of Sheba that has spoken.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹回去思想为什么来用这两个啊？盼望弟兄姊妹自己去思想。
So please when you go home, think about it, why I did it this way.
那我们想进入段落，我们就看一下第六节。第六节的最后，示巴女王说什么呢？说 你的智慧实在是真实的。
What she said, the report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true.
那我们在这里看见这个示巴女王呢，不像这些文士跟法利赛人。
Here we can see the differences where were she and of the Pharisees and the teachers.
文士法利赛人看到了这么多的神迹，他们还不信。但是示巴女王看到了所罗门王从主来的智慧，他就信了。
The Pharisees saw many miracles and still do not believe. However, here the queen saw the wisdom that came from God and yet she believed.
那在这第七节呢，我们看见了。他说：“我先不信那些话，直至我来亲眼见了。”
In verse 7, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw them.
所以他起先也是不信的。
So in the beginning, she did not believe.
但是在这里，他有没有看到神呢？他并没有看到神。
But however, here she did not see God.
他是看见神在给所罗门的智慧。
All she saw was the wisdom that was granted to Solomon by God.
因为这样，他就看到了神，他就信了神。
Because of this, she saw God and she believed in God.
什么是信心
？What is faith?
就是我们要相信那所看不见的，就是信心。
That is to believe something that we cannot see.
那示巴女王在这里并没有看到神，而是看到神赐给所罗门的智慧。
But here the queen did not see.God, but yet she saw the wisdom that was granted to Solomon.
所以在我们日常生活当中，很多时候我们看到很多的事情是神的作为的时候，我们就要信神，就要把这荣耀归给神。
in our daily life, many times we see things that are done by God, we should right away to believe.
那我们知道他赐巴女王是怎么样，是借着所罗门的智慧。那就像是如果我们记得在罗马书一章十九二十节那里，保罗怎么说呢？我们借着所造之物，怎么样呢？我们叫认识这个造物的主。
So right here, the queen has Solomon's wisdom, she has believed. Just like what Paul has said, that we should through the creation of God, we should believe.
那下面呢，我们再思想一个问题。就是为什么耶稣基督这里要用尼尼微人跟示巴女王来定这个世代的罪呢？
So another question we should think about is why Christ had used the Queen of Sheba and the people of Nineveh to proclaim the nation as adulterers.
那所以在这里我们要知道一件事情，那就是神的作为常常对我们来讲是很陌生的。就像是我们的第四点是，神的工作有他自己的方法，不是我们人能够测度。
Many times the work of God seems strange to us. We can not understand it.
所以我们人常常有一个光景，就是有一句话，就是说我们要把神呢装到盒子里头。
Many times we have our own circumstances, just like the saying that we should place God.Within the box.
我们就是怎么样限制了神，我们自定不成啊，我们有自己的看法，有自己的想法，我们就常常就把神放到盒子里了，限制了神的能力，神的作为。
So, another way of saying that we want to have our own thoughts, our own decisions, our own plans. Therefore, we in return we limit God into a box.
那在我们常常日常的寻求跟祷告的中间，常常为什么好像神对我们都不回应我们的祷告？其实我们要思想，其实我们要悔改，为什么呢？因为我们把神装到盒子里了。
That is why whenever time we pray, we always thought about why God has not answered my prayer. It's because by your own doing, you have placed God within the box.
那在这里面，我们看见了。神悦纳两件事情。
Here we see two things that God has accepted.
第一个，我们看见神悦纳尼尼微人的悔改；第二，我们看见呢，他悦纳示巴女王对他的称颂。
When we see the repentance of the people of Nineveh, which God accepts, and also the acknowledgement of the Queen of Sheba.
我们在这个列王记上第十章第。第九节的后面，第九节这里我们看见，耶和华你的神是应当称颂，是应当称颂的。他喜悦你，使你做以色列的国位，因为他永远永远爱以色列，所以立你作王，使你秉行公义。
第二节 verse 9 says, Praise be to the Lord your God.Who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel because of God's eternal law for Israel? He has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness.
那我们看到尼尼微人的悔改是怎么样的？尼尼微人虽然是约拿传的道，但是他们是向神悔改。
Let's look back to the repentance of the people of Nineveh. Although it's preached by Jonah, however, they repent towards God.
那他其实呢，乃是尊神为大。
Yet it is that they obey God as the greatest.
为什么呢？圣经上下面就接着说了，因有一人比约拿更大。
Why is this funny? Because the Bible says.That because there is a man that is even greater than Jonah.
所以是要向那更大的去悔改。
So therefore you must repent towards the greatest.
那我们知道示巴女王呢，神也悦纳了她的称颂。我们也要看那个示巴女王呢的称颂是向神称颂。
Here we can also see that God has accepted the praise of the queen, and also the queen has praised towards God.
虽然是借着所罗门所传的智慧，但是四八女王却是称颂神，却是去荣耀神。
Although the wisdom came through King Solomon, but yet the queen has praised God himself.
为什么？
Why?
因为有一个人比所罗门更大。
Because there is a man that is even greater than Solomon.
所以我们的称颂，我们要称颂那个更大的。
Thus, our prayers and our praise must go to the greatest.
我是盼望弟兄姊妹能思想这个，能够把这个应用在我们日常生活当中。
So please think about this and use this in your daily lives.
那在最后一点，我们看见神是借着尼尔跟四八女王来审判这个世界。
Last thing, God had used the people of Nineveh and this Queen Sheba to judge the worthy people.
所以我们第一，我们看见他们呢代表谁？
What first thing we see that they represent God.
第二，我们看见他们有权柄。
Second, they have authorities.
那这是什么意义？
What does it mean?
当然，我们能够翻到创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们翻到第二十六节。
Verse 26.
在这里，神说，我们要照我们的形象。按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬一切的昆虫。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground."
我们看见两个重要的字，第一个是神形象，第二个是管理。